Hello and welcome to the Wednesday, October 3rd, 2012 edition of the SANS Internet Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. We do have our first Cybersecurity Awareness Month diary. Russ McRee is writing about a PCI. Now, Russ is referring to a particular facet of the PCI standard, and that's a PCI Mobile Payment Acceptance Security Guidelines for developers. So this really affects developers who are working on applications that will accept mobile payments. That's, of course, very tricky to do securely. You have to deal with data being stored on mobile devices that may get lost. You may have to deal with odd network configurations or unreliable network configurations. So things, for example, they mention is to store essentially nothing on the device itself, secure the device from physical access, and a number of other interesting topics. So if you're working on this, take a look. Now, if you're not working on this fairly specific field, I find PCI is actually one of the better sort of hands-on standards. A lot of people don't like it because, like any kind of compliance regimens, being compliant doesn't mean that you're secure. But if you read through the PCI guidelines, there's really a lot of good basic advice in PCI. And I think it makes a good framework if you don't have any security policy yet as a small business or such. Take a look at PCI and I think it will get you started to get a decent idea of what to control and how to control it in your network. But let's see what other stories we have today. First, an interesting story from Brazil about a DSL ISP who found that a lot of its users had compromised modems. Now, we keep hearing about this occasionally, but this is a fairly nicely documented case where thousands of modems were compromised using the same vulnerability. Many of these modems and DSL or cable routers do come with web interfaces, and in this case, JavaScript and HTML essentially was used to reconfigure the DSL modem. The DSL modem did have a cross-site request forging vulnerability, but doesn't actually look like it was used in this case. Instead, the attacker just counted on the modem actually using the same default passwords that all of these modems used. A lot of users are kind of careless when it comes to authentication to these modems from inside their networks. However, how the script shows, it is sometimes pretty easy to trick the browser into sending the right requests to the modem if you know things like the username and password, or of course, if you are logged in automatically if you come from inside the network. So be careful, always set a customized username and password for your DSL modem. It can't hurt also to just change the IP addressing scheme a little bit, so it's not that easy for an attacker to predict what's the IP address of the modem. In this case, the attacker then used the modem to direct the user to a malicious DNS server. So essentially, they accomplished the same thing that you typically accomplish if you change the host file on a system. But of course, here they only configured the modem badly, so none of the antivirus on the host would ever be able to detect this. And then in notable pastebin leaks, we do have another big password and username dump. This time it's 120,000 user accounts and passwords from some of the leading universities worldwide. Princeton, Harvard, Cambridge, and universities in Moscow, Rome, and Tokyo, according to the register, were affected by this particular breach. Looks like good old SQL injection into PHP scripts is to blame for this particular attack, which kind of matches the usual not-so-sophisticated advanced persistent threat that essentially just scours these large institutions, like large companies, enterprises, for a couple of vulnerable pages to then embarrass them with these pastebin leaks. Probably the best defense here is scan yourself before they scan you, and try to find these low-hanging fruits quickly enough where you can actually patch them. Well, this is it for now. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.